come and take me to the river and make me whole. It's down with the old and up with the new. The heart reset my life, take two. Oh Lord have mercy on this weary soul.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Alrighty then, here we are one more time live right here in the studio. And I am Mama Mac along with my co-host, the famous Dr. Angel Falzoni. How are you, Dr. Angel?
I am doing well. And you?
Good, good. I'm excited about this show. But we usually are excited about our shows, don't you think?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. It just seems like there's so much going on in the world and we want to kind of tackle some of that tonight and talk about some serious things.
Absolutely. There's a lot going on out there. I'll tell you what.
Yes. And so many lives are affected by the things that have been happening in every area of our nation, it seems like, and the world so much. So we're going to kind of tackle that. Not sure what to call this show. It's kind of a hodgepodge, right?
A little bit.
All kinds of things that we've been talking about and thinking about in the last few days. So we hope it helps you. We're glad you've joined us tonight. And you can catch us again, this show, always at noon Eastern on Saturdays and Sundays on www.starcomradionetwork.com. And also tell them about our website, if you will, and why that would be helpful to them. Do you remember it?
I do remember. Our website is goyard2014.org.
Yes.
And why that is important to you is because we have almost 3 years now of shows chronicled on our website. They are titled.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about something, you know, tonight's really current. So, you know, I think it apply to a wide range of audience. But sometimes we'll take a topic, stress, anxiety, whatever, and it may not apply to you the night we discuss it, but life happens.
Yes.
And you can go back and get some great tools to get you through.
And, you know, I've talked to different people who say that very thing, that they go back and refer to those shows on our website to remember, like, that teaching that we did or that those series on boundaries or on domestic violence or on selfishness or whatever the case may be.
You know, it's funny because I work with a lot of therapists in my regular day job, and they use some of our shows as for homework assignments with their patients.
Oh,
and
that's
stuff.
Great.
So they'll come let me know, oh, doctor, did you do a show on this? I'm like, yes, I did. And they'll use it in therapy.
Oh,
and
that's
been a cool
tool. So that's a great idea. So you can help your family members or friends when they're going through a particular thing. We've had recent series on parenting And just across the gamut.
I don't think there's a subject we won't take on.
Right. Oh, no, there isn't. No, we're going to talk about anything, right?
That's
And tonight
true.
Is we're going to talk about anything because we've got some things on our heart tonight that we want to talk about.
Yes, we do.
And especially when you're here in a live show, as we usually are, it's important that we tackle things going on in our environment right now.
Absolutely. And with, you know, you can't turn on the news right now without a mixture of all kinds of stuff going on.
Absolutely. And we want to also encourage our audience to send questions because we're getting ready to do a Q&A show soon. And we love those. And what's the format there? And they need to use our email address,
yes,
don't they?
Email them. Send them on in and send them through, what's the email?
Goyard2014@gmail.com. There you go. We have so many addresses to remember. Goyard2014@gmail.com.
You know, my brain gets tired by Thursday night. But yeah, go ahead and email those questions in. You know, we kind of edit them down a little bit. But, you know, tell as much as you want to tell on the story. It kind of helps with background. And there's no question, you know, we'll gather them up. And I kind of, we pick some of the themed ones, more popular themes or what, so, you know, different questions. And we take them on the air and tackle them.
Oh, yeah. So, and also those shows, there's a lot of Q&A shows on our website to go back and listen to. And you might find some helpful advice there.
We have had such a variety of questions submitted.
Yeah, we do. We get a lot of variety. And, you know, usually it's people want to say so much more than what a text could handle. So
true.
That's why we say to email.
Yeah, so you don't be afraid to, like, explain as much as you want. Or if you want to write a few short lines, that's fine as well. Just send in your questions.
And Pete, our engineer, is in there. And he is willing and able to answer the phone. If anybody would like to call in with questions or comments tonight during the show, you can call in to 727-441-7222. 3,000. Pete, you're right here. Johnny on the spot.
I'm right here. I'm always here for you.
Right.
On Thursday nights now. I'm your engineer. So.
Yeah, we're glad.
You've I'm glad to be here.
Many times. We love Bobby, too. He's gone off to college.
I know.
But you're great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So
you have a great show.
Yeah.
Both you and the doctor there.
We love it. So just call in 727-441-3000 or text your questions or comments right here to my phone, 727-888-4171. That's our Google phone number, 727-888-4171. And we'll get your questions or comments on the air. So we're going to have a different show tonight. So what's been on your heart, Dr. Angel? Let's talk about it. It's on mine, too.
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, you know, with everything going on in the Texas area, with the weather and the floods and the storms,
right.
And our hearts and prayers are definitely out to everyone impacted and affected by that, and their lives are displaced, and things are very hectic and chaotic for them, and there's just so much stirred from that.
Yes.
And there's been some great humanity efforts that have happened. I've seen some amazing stories. You know, I was in Orlando this week, and just people were sending kayaks over to Tampa, and they were driving them through Orlando, and you could see them on the interstate with just trucks and trucks of kayaks to go help people get rescued from their homes. I've heard of several, like, brewery companies stopped brewing their beer and started just bottling water to send over.
Yeah, that's
Anheuser-Busch did it, another beer company. They stopped production for like several hours and just canned water to send over. So
that's
there's
fantastic.
Been a lot of people going over and beyond themselves.
That's really good to see, isn't it?
We need to see that.
Right.
You know, we need to see that.
Especially right now in our culture, don't you think we need to see these kinds of acts of compassion?
We do need to see acts of compassion. I think that's something that's super lacking from our culture. And, you know, it's sad that it takes such a tragedy for people to start thinking a little bit beyond themselves.
We saw it back in 2005 with Katrina.
Yes.
You were here in Florida, and so was I during Andrew in South Florida. We've seen some huge storms happen. And it is wonderful to see people rally around in moments of crisis, which is great. And we're glad that that's happening, right?
And that should happen. I mean, we should be able to, and when we need it, to know that we have support from our fellow Americans, from fellow people that we share, you know, life with.
Right.
The sad thing is when the attention comes off the crisis, usually the help comes off the crisis.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, as soon as the news stops making this primary story, the help kind of starts retreating.
Well, and would you say that possibly some people's motives may be just to be noticed and I did this and I did that type
thing?
Could be. It could be, yeah. You're going to answer could be, I know.
Well, and I'm sure there are people that are doing it for the attention, but I think there's people that have a genuine heart and care. But I think what I see is that we don't live it every day.
Okay.
As a culture.
And that's been on your heart this week.
It's so been on my heart. You know, I traveled a lot in the last, this last month has been a crazy travel schedule. But, you know, getting out and seeing people in different areas and communities, I've really gotten to be a part of this culture that just doesn't think about anybody other than themselves.
And that's kind of what we want to talk about tonight. Because we can, during a major disaster, during a situation this critical in our nation, you do see a lot of good people rise to the occasion, people gathering money, sending clothes and things like that. But that is event specific, really.
It is. And like I said, in a few weeks or whenever the attention starts, you know, going down, the help kind of starts coming back out of that. We're not thinking about it. But we're so much more than just a time of crisis. We need to have a culture of compassion and a culture of thinking outside ourselves every day.
And so that is what prompted this show tonight. Because, yes, we are grateful for all the help that's going towards the victims of the floods. And praise God, that's great. And hopefully it will continue and help those people. But I think that one thing we try to do on this show is help people with that everyday connection to life. I mean, what they're doing. Are they able to cope with life the way it happens? How can we help them have tools that will better their lives?
Right. It's the everyday. It's the little things. It's the mundane things. And, you know, looking at just mental health research, we know that a lot of people struggle with anxiety and depression type illnesses and struggles. And yet,
very common, isn't it, in our culture?
It is really common in our culture. And I think part of that is because people have become so centered about what they want in themselves that they're not thinking about what is the other person's day like or what could they need? How could I help someone else? And something simple as opening a door for someone.
And so please give us your example of what happened to you today.
Well, this morning when I was packing up the Jeep and I had, you know, all my presentation equipment and I had to make several trips from the hotel to the Jeep. And my hands are just full of equipment. And the guy in front of me just let the door close right in my face.
Whoa.
And I was felt kind of annoyed by that because, you know, I would have thought to hold the door open for the person coming behind me. But, you know, people don't think that way.
Wow. This was in the hotel?
This was in the hotel.
And a big, big hotel in Orlando.
Yes.
Yes.
And nope, just let the door close right in my face where I didn't even have the hand to open. And I had to kind of do that behind, push the door and squeeze through on the side view to get out that door when my hands were so full of, you know, equipment for training.
And he didn't
and
even look back or
didn't
anything.
Didn't even look back.
And you say that is not something that is an isolated incident. I think this is something that we see more and more in our day and age. As there's more and more people, as there's more and more distractions, more and more things going on in people's lives, it's like they're focused on themselves or their phone.
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, the amount of people who walk around with earphones in their ears phone is astonishing.
It is. It is.
It's absolutely astonishing to me. They're not paying attention to anything around them.
Right.
They're just zoned in their own world, and they're driving that way, they're grocery shopping that way, like they're just going through life, and it's frustrating.
Oh, I know. I was just flying recently out to Texas to help my kids with birth of a new baby, and I noticed in the airports that very thing, that most people were plugged into their ears with their phone. Whatever was going on there, whether they were talking or whether they were listening to something or whatever, most people around were sitting like that, and there was very little interaction between people. It was this kind of stuff going on. And you see it when you go out to dinner. You go out to restaurants.
You
see a lot of people that are looking at their phones instead of talking to the person sitting in the booth with them.
Absolutely, you see that. And in fact, to the point where, you know, I was part of a big, large conference this weekend. And, like, just normal conversation that a few years ago would be totally, like, you just talk to people. We go to these events to talk to people and to network and to see what other people are doing and how they're doing it, so that we might can grab something to take back home. And people just don't want to talk anymore.
Wow.
I went to a networking event and people looked very annoyed by conversations trying to start. And it was just very interesting.
Were they on their phones?
Some people were on their phones or plugged into their ears. They just, that lack of what's going on in your world. And I think that has a direct impact on why we have so many people struggling in depression and anxiety. We don't have that support from our fellow human.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I think the more that people isolate this way and go into their little social world on their phone or whatever they're, you know, talking on the phone, but usually it seems to be like typing, right?
Oh, texting. Yeah.
Texting, yeah. I mean, that seems to be the method of communication these days. But because of that, there is not a lot of eye contact. There is not a lot of interaction, personal interaction, as much as there used to be in our society.
No, and where what I see is that people are so focused in their own world that they don't even see the direct need in front of them from someone else. And it's a simple need.
Right.
It's as much as holding that door open or saving an elevator while someone's trying to get on with the stroller and holding that door.
Exactly.
Closed. Like, this doesn't take time and effort, really, you know, when you boil it down. But those little things make such a big difference.
So is it because parents have neglected to teach these concepts of taking care of the situation and all that, whatever's going on in their lives, teaching their kids how to handle things properly?
I think there's a part of, you know, not teaching the next generation how to think about others.
Right.
You know, kids today aren't taught how to just think about their parents and appreciate them. You know, I got a phone call from someone who's having a birthday today and upset because her kids didn't even, you know, do anything for her birthday. And it's like, we're having a generation of people who just, it's gimme, 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 all about me. you know, whole, you know, save for me. I'm the most important. But we're not thinking about the other people we walk this journey with. And we don't have to know them, but they're still on our journey with us.
Right. And there's so many people in this culture now that feel that others are somewhat less than them.
Oh, goodness. You know, there's so much of that.
Isn't there a lot of that going on these days?
The last few weeks in the news, but really the last probably decade on the news, it's really been, you know, growing and growing where people are judging others based on some arbitrary factor.
Right.
You know, a religion they belong to, the color of their skin, a lifestyle, whatever. I mean,
judgment.
Their education, their socioeconomic status, like they'll find something and then they value people based on that.
Right.
And you're worth helping if you fit in my help box.
Wow.
And you're not if you don't. And we're people and we all have the same value.
Where does that originate from, do you think? I mean, why is it that that seems to be so common in our, except for these national disasters, okay?
Right.
That's different. And but again, not everybody responds to these national,
you bring
disasters.
Up a good point. In fact, I was listening to the news in Orlando this morning, and they had to do a whole segment on the people who are coming out to scam other people and what scams to watch out for during disasters, the way people try and steal people's money during this time. And so there are people who they look at it as an opportunity for more about me, and I can get rich now, and I can, you know, scam vulnerable people out of things, you know, their money and their whatever. You know, there was a... I would think they were saying there's like over $1 billion in scamming that happened during Katrina.
And, whoa.
Yeah.
You mean like people saying, I'll fix your house for this amount.
And scamming people.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Et cetera. Yeah. So that is also a part of our culture now.
It is.
I mean, gone are the days where your word meant something in a shake, right? A handshake, right?
Absolutely not there. I mean, people will go as far as mock like the American Red Cross and send emails using their logos, but it's coming back to their banking accounts. And people they're giving to this charity and helping, and they're just making someone rich. And they don't realize it because people are good at this.
Yeah. Yeah. The scams have gotten very intense. Yeah.
And we live in that culture where you have to really watch yourself. You don't know who to trust.
Right.
Your fellow human isn't thinking about anything outside their own box. And so we're in this alone almost.
So we must protect ourselves. I mean, you have to be careful with identity theft these days and things like that. And people that are trying to rip you off.
Absolutely.
Especially seniors and people of, you know, with disabilities and so forth. I'm sure there's a lot of ripping off that's going on across our nation right this very minute.
Absolutely.
But when it comes right down to people in our own sphere, people in our own family, people in our church, people in our little network, whatever that is, our little social sphere, you expect that honesty and truth live there.
You hope that honesty and truth live there.
Yeah, I guess you hope that.
And that's the problem with, I think, where our culture has gone.
Right.
You know, and it's not, this is not just isolated to, you know, the Florida, Tampa Bay area. Like, this is an issue that goes across our entire country.
Absolutely. And so when you have political leaders that seem to condone racism, for instance, or bigotry in some way by whatever statements, and then, try to walk that back, and yet it's out there, you know, attitudes, you find that makes it allows people to feel justified in being bigoted or racist.
Or whatever,
if leaders in our nation or leaders in their community or church or whatever spout that kind of stuff from the pulpit or from, you know.
Well, from their platform. And you're right.
Yeah, from their platform.
And what happens is and people feel like we have to take a side at this time. And, you know, now, you know, if you turn on social media, I mean, the amount of hate I've read in the last 2 or 3 weeks has been just toxic. Like, I've literally had to just shut it down because I couldn't even stand so much hate and from people who are good people I know that they don't seem to portray that in their everyday life, but yet on these social media platforms you're seeing some really hateful words and statements coming out, and it doesn't feel good.
No. Well, it gives you a sense of uneasiness, anxiety, I think. You know, when the things that we normally gravitate to as our safe havens, you know, or protections or whatever are not there. And I, it just seems like in our culture, those things are breaking down.
It is. And I think part of the social media epidemic has, where people has felt that they have a voice platform now for the first time. We actually have a voice outside our own little sphere of contact. And, you know, it can get, you know, global. And so they feel like they have to make all these statements and opinions instead of sometimes it's better just to not say anything.
Right. But do you think that that has a lot to do with people getting attention, feeling bad about themselves or feeling like they don't, they're not heard and so they can take to social media and do that?
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that underlies that causes. But the problem is it's fueling it. And, you know, we can't fuel divisiveness. We cannot fuel self-centeredness. We can't afford to have that in our culture.
We're going to talk in this next segment here about what it does to us personally when we are engaged in that and how it affects our lives on a daily basis. Don't go anywhere. Let's do a couple songs right here. And we'll resume this conversation in just a moment.
All right.
Everybody needs a helping hand. Take a look at your fellow man and tell me what can I do today. 'Cause everybody needs a helping out. If that ain't what it's all about, tell me what. What can I do today? We've all seen through from time to time. There is a mountain ahead. I've got no strength to climb.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rettenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children.
There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you.
All right, that's the song we were looking for. Make it a better place.
It's like a long intro or something.
It really was.
Tricking me.
Man, it was, wasn't it? Yeah,
wow.
Better place.
That's okay.
That's all right. But that's what we wanted to emphasize today on Go Yard. Welcome back to Go Yard with Dr. Angel right here, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and me, Mama Mac. And our whole show is about living that Go Yard life, which means living to the greatest extent possible in your life, being the most productive and being less anxious and being more at peace, which we're going to talk about in a moment, and not letting life just get to you all the time, but really learning how to live in peace. That's really what it's about here on Go Yard.
It really is. It truly is. And, you know, and I think that that's probably why this concept tonight is so vital, because
yes.
it's something that, you know, we focus a lot of time on, we do focus on the individual person, and we
right.
focus on, you know, helping them get through different, you know, stresses and difficulties in their life. But now there's comes a point where we also have to make sure we're reaching out and to lend those hands to other
right.
people to help them on their journeys, because our journey is not just all about me.
Because we can learn so much from our interaction with other people.
Well, and as I'm reaching my hands
yeah.
toward other people, first of all, I feel better
yes.
about myself.
Yes.
But, you know, it's the support, you know, and then it you know, gives you a positive feeling. You know, it helps combat some of those mental health struggles that people are struggling with, like
right.
depression and anxiety. And, you know, we can control our actions.
Right. And going back to what's going on right now, the horrific flood situation in Texas, people that are reaching out with their dollars or with their kayaks or with their blankets or whatever the case may be, or their meals. Yeah, that feels good when you're reaching out and helping people. It really does feel good, and it's good for us to do, don't you
it
think?
Is so good for us to do that and reach out for other people. And, you know, when tragedy happens, we do need to rally together
yeah.
as a nation, and we need to get in there and get those people the support and the help and whatever they need to get their lives restored.
Right.
But we can't just wait for the tragedies to happen.
There you go. And so this show is, yes, we are happy about all that's going on, all the help. But the root cause of why so many people don't carry this out in their daily life, they just wait for a tragedy, or they rise to the occasion when they have to, or feel like...
Or they get guilted in.
Guilted into it, or feel like it would help their persona to... To say I gave $500 towards this, you know, or whatever the case may be, which a lot of people, their motives are not that great. But the thing that this show is about today is the self-centeredness in our culture that causes people to be rude, to be hateful on social media and in person to people.
Yes, they are.
To people that don't hold doors for others, people that don't care about the noise level when they're talking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right,
so much.
They're not thinking outside themselves and
right.
thinking about the person next to them.
Right.
You don't have to know them to have compassion for someone else.
Right, exactly.
You know, you don't have to drive far in our area to run into a whole bunch of self-centeredness. Just go through Tampa and rush hour, and you will just have a host
of
it.
Oh, my gosh.
Trust me.
And some of our listeners are right now going, amen, amen, because... Driving in Tampa Bay, especially at rush hour in the morning and evening, is really hard.
It is. And, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of construction going
right.
on and lanes, you know, closing that have traditionally been open, and people won't let you in traffic. And it's like this every man for himself out there.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
That's not how it should be.
Right.
You know, I think the guy on the road was shocked today when I'm like slowing down to let him in.
Right.
You know.
But isn't that what we should be doing, really?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go back to this point we were talking about, how it affects us when we grow up in a culture or a home or a sphere of influence where everybody is judgmental, okay? Well, I don't want you playing with that kid because they don't come from a good home. Or I don't want you dating her because she's not the same color of skin that you are. Or, you know, I don't want you to run around with that group of kids because, you know, they don't go to church. They don't go to our church. You know what I mean?
Well, and here's the thing. When we fall in that trap of judging other people,
right.
it comes with we're valuing people. And we're placing a value or a not value on a certain
mm-hmm.
person based
mm-hmm.
on some kind of arbitrary factor.
Right.
And we can't afford to do that, because there's no one human on this planet more or less valuable than the next human on this planet.
Let's see. How does the Declaration of Independence start? We declare these things to be...
You're taking me back to America.
Yeah, I know. But doesn't it say all men are created equal?
Yeah, I think it does say
with
that.
With certain inalienable rights.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
It does say that.
Yes, it does.
And yet... Those very things, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, have been taken away from a lot of people in different cultures around the globe.
Absolutely. It happens right
even,
here.
Even here
right
in the U.S.
Right here, all the time.
Right. And so how people justify that is by judgment, don't you think?
Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. Judgment becomes this value. It's a value thing. It's all about I'm placing some type of worth, value of worth or not worth, less than worth on this group of people based on skin color, religion, education, how much money you have, what kind of job you have.
Right.
It really doesn't matter. People can pick whatever they want, and they do. And they do.
And sometimes I think our nation has made advances in all of this equality, and then things happen, and you realize, no, there's a huge segment of society that is still extremely judgmental.
There are.
I mean, this is just a fact, you know.
It's true. There are.
So when people are, for instance, say, no, you can't have that friend because of the color of his skin, or you can't, you know, whatever, you can't associate with that person because they come from a divorced home.
That happens, yes, very much.
Especially in the religious culture.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And people don't want their kids to be around that, whatever that is, right?
Instead of reaching out and, you know, we can have judgments inside of ourselves. We can have things, but our judgments should be on us.
Right.
I don't want that for my life, so I'm not going to engage in that, or I'm not going to do that.
Exactly.
I'm going to pursue to do something different, because that's how I should be judging as me.
Right.
I should only be judging the person in the mirror.
Right.
And I don't have the right to judge what someone else does. And what's happening is people think they do, and then they're blasting it on whatever outlet they can get on that gets them some voice to be heard. If it's, you know, tweeting it or putting it on whatever social media account, and they're fueling hate, and then
right.
they get all these hateful, some agree, some disagree, and like just it
fuels. And then they get this dialogue going
of hate.
Of hate.
And it's like this storm.
And if you're
out
not
there.
On my team, then you're on the wrong team type thing.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know, and I have a lot of respect, you know, for people who everyone has some of their own judgments. Then when they keep them to themselves, I have a lot of respect for that.
Exactly, right. Why should we try to put it on others? Why do, doctor, let's ask that question. Why do people try to put their own judgments, their own opinions, their own prejudices, if you will, on others?
Well, I think it makes them feel more valuable.
Okay.
You know, when I get to set the value of others, it gives me a higher value for myself.
Mm-hmm. It makes me judge and,
but it's a false
judge
value.
And jury here.
It does. And as long as we are devaluing somebody in our culture, we don't have freedom.
Wow.
We don't have freedom. Freedom is everyone has that freedom to be who they are, to live their life. You know, they don't have the freedom to commit crimes. But we have the
right.
freedom
to have the pursuit of happiness.
The pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
And that may mean something different to each of us.
Right.
And that's okay. It doesn't make, you know, if you do something different, it doesn't hurt who I am and what I'm doing. You just did it different. It doesn't mean wrong. It just means different.
But we all know about some of the religious sects or whatever you want to call those cults, whatever, where people are shunned if they don't toe the line and follow. You know, we have some of that going on in our area right here.
We do.
A large cult. And there's people that are really ostracized, kicked out, shunned from their families if they do not go along, and you know, if they're not a part of that.
True. And
without that, naming the name, I mean, it's very well known in a lot of parts of the United States.
And that happens. And I think it happens in smaller levels and just
yes.
small denominations and groups of churches around. It doesn't even have to just be a church. It can
be,
you know, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
I mean, getting to go travel where I was traveling, you know, I stayed at a place that has usually people of pretty high socioeconomic status. And there is that group there that, you know, they're sizing people up before they're going to talk to them. You know, it's funny because when I'd come down in my business suit and my high heels and, you know, looked professional, I had a lot more people willing to, you know, talk with me or, you know, engage with me in a conversation, as opposed to when I came down in my jean shorts and my T-shirt and my
right.
flip-flops.
Right.
Why is that? I'm the same me. I'm still the doctor. I'm the same me.
Right.
Does it matter if I'm wearing a business suit or flip-flops? It does matter.
It does matter to a lot of people and how you're perceived by what you wear.
Yeah, it doesn't change my education. It doesn't change my socioeconomic. It doesn't change the color of my. It doesn't change anything.
Right.
But That's what we're talking about. And then we decide, should I help that person? Will I hold that door for that person? Will I be willing to, you know, let them get in front of me in the line because they have stuff all in their hands and I have a cart with my stuff in it? And we decide who we're going to help and who we're not going to help, if we're going to help.
And a lot of times people don't help at all because they can just so easily, blindly go on their way and like nothing ever happened.
My time is so valuable and I have to get home and I have to do this and I have to do that.
Right. And again, that goes back to the question we're discussing tonight. And if anybody wants to call in and weigh in on it or ask a question, feel free. 727-441-3000 is the number, or the text number 727-888-714171. But so often it's because of self-centeredness. This is what we're discussing tonight, don't you think?
It is. It is about that self-centeredness. And I think, you know, as a nation, as a culture, it is time that we start looking in that mirror and put our judgments back on us.
Right.
How do we measure up to our own standard?
Right.
You know, it's so funny. A lot of times people can portray this judgment on other people or other groups, but they aren't even living to a standard that is okay.
Right.
Look back in the mirror.
Right.
And then start looking out at others. What can I do?
So you're talking about developing compassion for others. You're talking about developing empathy. We've been hearing that in the news. Empathy, compassion, kindness. We've done shows on kindness.
Yes, we have.
Kindness is one of the most important virtues there is.
It really is. And it's really lacking. And it's hard.
But if somebody is so wrapped up in themselves, their own agenda, where they're going, their opinion that matters the most, they have to put it on other people, you know? We've seen that a lot in politics in the last few years. And in other areas of our lives. But when people continually try to convince everybody around them,
my way's the only way.
My way's the only way. My truth is the truth, etc. I'm not talking about the Bible. I'm not talking about that kind of thing. I'm talking about opinions and ideas, right?
We do. And I think it's time. We got it backwards. So what I think what we're doing is we look into ourselves, how can I make my life better? How can I make things easier for me? And then we look at others with judgment. I think we need to look at us with judgment and others with how can I make it better for you?
Well, actually, you just said a great biblical principle because Jesus was saying, if, you know, get the board out of your own eye before you start criticizing someone else, right?
And and criticizing other people is, we can't afford to criticize others right now. We need to be able to come together, and people need support. People need each other. We were created in a relationship with people. We were created, you know, with that and that relational aspect. But that also means just the everyday, the people you rub up against in the Starbucks line or wherever, the grocery store. Like, that's important.
Absolutely it is. And so many marriages, relationships, and whatever break down with a lack of kindness, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
I mean, where things are, that's your fault. You did that. You shouldn't have done that. That beating up, that constant just beating somebody up with your words.
And words are, you know, they're expensive and they can do a lot of damage. And we need to be careful with our words. They're sharp.
Right.
And I think it's better to not say words than to say harmful words.
At Proverbs 18:21, words kill, words give life.
They do.
You choose.
It's true. And it's so true. But reading those words and the constant stream of those words, it does breed depression. It feels hopeless. It feels like people out there aren't out there to support me. People aren't. They don't care if I make it or don't make it. Like, you feel very alone and very isolated.
Right.
And the anxiety of what happens, you know, who's judging me, who's looking at me, what are they thinking? That's like a for real fear because people are judging all the time.
Well, I think more so than ever before in this culture because of the platform of hiding behind your cell phone and being able to criticize and say things and nobody's look. I think a lot of people say, here's my point. A lot of people say things on social media and on their phone that they would not dare to say, to look you in the eye and say it.
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, because there's anonymity behind your phone. You don't have to look at somebody and see the reflection or how your words are impacting.
Right, right. And it takes that personal stuff out of it and becomes much more a blanket opinion and all that. But we see that a lot now with social media.
We do. And it's really, you know, there's, it can be a great tool and it can be a great way to connect with people, but it can be a source of so much anger and frustration and hurt and rage. Right. And judgment and criticism.
And that's what it, yeah. Man, there's so much of that. Oh, there's so much of that on social media now.
I mean, you almost can't say it's a nice day outside without having 10 people strike you down with something negative about your comment. Like, everybody's just ready to go on this attack.
Right.
It doesn't matter what somebody's posting.
So what I hear us saying through the show is that the peace that we all really crave.
And need.
Is lacking a lot in our culture in this day and age. It's more of a culture of confrontation. It's more of a culture of all about me. How does this affect me? What can I, you know, how can I make me look better?
Absolutely. It is that way. You know, and we have, only ones who can change it is us.
Right.
You know, it starts with the person in the mirror. We should have done Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror because it really starts with man
it's,
in the mirror.
Yeah, the man in the mirror.
I can change this, my sphere. I can decide, you know what, when I'm just living my everyday, what can I do to reach out to somebody around me? How can I make their day a little bit better?
And don't you think that when we really start consciously taking note of the circumstances in the people around us, our family, friends, coworkers, whatever, in their lives and actually genuinely care about what's going on, because a lot of times I think it's fake. Talk about fake news. I think a lot of times it's fake that people act like they care or on social media, oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you, but, you know, not give it another thought or not take time to pray for that individual, for instance, or to call them or send them a card or.
Absolutely. And I think we need to start changing that culture here.
Right.
And we need to look in our world. Today.
Yeah.
You know, as I walk my life, I can sit in traffic and let that car get in front of me.
That's exactly right.
How much later is it going to make me to my
right
where I'm going? What, maybe 5-10 seconds? Seriously, it's not worth the little bit of effort to, you know, let somebody in. Like, that, those are things we need to start thinking about.
Right.
And it's every day. It's not just the tragedies in Houston and in Texas. It is
not
the Katrinas. It's not just the 9/11s. It is the everyday. Right here, right now, everywhere we go.
And when these tragedies happen, you hear a lot of commentators and news people say, oh, all these people have been rising to the occasion to help. And again, humanity does that a lot of times. But what this show is about today is that every day, the days we aren't in the midst of a national disaster, how are we living our lives?
Well, and you know why it makes news when everybody's rising to the occasion? Because it's the exception.
It's the exception.
If that was the norm, it wouldn't even be news.
That's exactly right.
It's the
exception to the rule.
People doing something nice. Oh, my goodness. That's news.
Right.
That should be what we live in.
People opening their homes. Yeah, last night I heard on the news somebody that so many families were just taking a family, come home and live with us. You know, wow.
It's a huge commitment.
It is. But, you know, and I'm going to reflect back in the Bible, but Jesus did not, he was not a person of prejudice.
No.
He was not one. His followers, his disciples were fishermen. They were not highly educated people. They were ordinary people, you know. Nothing wrong with education. You and I both have education. It's very important. But it's how we... If you were, and I've known you for a number of years, but if you were always saying, I'm a doctor, look at me, I'm a doctor, you know, if you had a license plate that said that.
She's out in my license plate.
Yeah, Pete, I had to do that to her because it really is that. But
true. And I don't. That's a joke. I've never used that status.
No, you're not like that.
No, not
at all. Nobody would know that unless, yeah.
In fact, a lot of people wouldn't even really know I am a doctor most of the time because I don't even introduce myself that way.
Right. Exactly. So I guess my point here is that so many people are all about their status. You know, that's what Facebook's all about. What's your status?
What's your status? How many likes did you get?
What's your status? You know, are you single? Are you married? Are you in a committed relationship? Blah, blah, blah.
All about
you know,
status.
All about your status. Whatever that really means. What does that really mean?
You know, I think it's people trying to find their value.
I do too. And that's what this show is about. Because our value should be found in the quality of person we are.
The character.
In our character. You know, the character of an individual comes out. And again, they quote this on TV all the time, but Maya Angelou and probably somebody before her said, when they show you who they are, believe them, right? Okay? Because your character comes out in your actions, your facial expressions, the way you talk, the way you look, the way you, your posture, the way you interact with people,
mm-hmm.
right?
And that's who we are. That's our value. Your value is in your character. It's not in your education, how much money you make, and what kind of car you drive, and what color your skin is, and what faith group you belong to. It's not about that at all.
No, it's your character.
And we have to take it down to, we need to start doing some change inside of us.
So let's bring it down to the word giving.
Giving.
Okay? Because I believe that character so often is demonstrated by what you're willing to give. Are you willing to give love? Are you willing to give kindness? Are you willing to open a door for someone? All of this is giving.
Time, thought, right?
It's all of giving. This is. Are you willing to help people in need financially if you can? Where is your giving, you know? I mean, people, pastors preach that from the pulpits across the world, right? But it's more than that money that goes into a big church's coffers. It's more than that. It is giving of yourself, of your time, of your effort to help somebody who needs a listening ear. Talk to me about all that.
Yeah, it's the everyday.
It's the everyday living.
It's what you're doing every day. And you know what? We have to start changing that in our own world. How can I make someone's life a little bit happier, better, easier? And so it can be the smallest little things can mean so much to people.
Don't you think that when we reach out and we care about the details of people's lives, it sends a message of not only our character, but I care about you. I care about what's
really
going on in your life.
It does. You know, I know I've talked about this on the show a few times, but I have a ritual every morning at work. I go through everybody's office and greet everybody every morning, which takes quite a bit of time, so I get extra early so I can take the time out of my day. And so I've been out of the office traveling the last couple of weeks, and I've received several text messages. I really miss your smile greeting every morning.
Oh,
it brightens my day. Something as simple as that.
Exactly.
From people I would have never thought it meant something to.
Wow.
And they're like, when are you coming back? You know, I really miss having you here. It changes my whole day. And it's like simple as a good morning.
Right.
With a smile.
How cool is that?
Totally cool. It doesn't take that much. That's what I'm saying. It's the everyday.
So I guess we were both thinking before this show, let's have a show that's just winging it as we're doing right now without any thought or preparation. But a show from our heart where we are concerned about this in our society.
I am concerned about it. I think it's a barometer of our society.
Yes.
That's quite concerning. And if we let it continue handling the way it is, we're going to see more depression. We're going to see more anxiety. We're going to see more suicidal behavior because people need people and they need support. And I need to know I'm loved and accepted and not judged and criticized.
That's exactly right. And that's the essence.
And that's the exact essence.
And so much of this show, Go Yard, is hitting a home run in life and feeling a success and feeling like you're accomplishing what you need to in this life while you're here. But it has a lot to do with what you give out.
You know what? It does. And you're a success in your life when the people around you know that you care.
That's exactly right.
When your presence has made a difference. That's how you know you're a success. It doesn't happen in your paycheck. It doesn't happen to what church you belong to. It doesn't happen any other way than do the people around you really know you care? When you're not there, is there something about you they miss?
Right.
That's a barometer of your impact, and that's what it boils down to.
Exactly. Because we're only here for a very short time.
Very short time.
I mean, you tell me about it. Life flies by very quickly, you know?
I know.
And so here you are, and you're saying, okay, there's people that have been killed in this flood and whatever. Yeah, their lives have been radically changed forever because of what just happened to them.
Absolutely.
Things like this could happen at any time. Nuclear war, anything.
You never know when tragedy is striking.
We do not know what's going to happen. And what kind of, back to seed planting, which I love that topic, what kind of seeds are we sowing on a daily basis in our lives?
And if we're not sowing, we need to start sowing.
That's right.
We can change it, and you can change it at any time. That's the cool news about it. You can change it at any time. We don't know when am I going to be the one in need? Because you are. We do need that. You need that coming back at you.
Right.
And you just you don't realize it, which is probably why it makes people very angry and judgmental and critical and, you know, a lot of negative feelings because they need it back, but they're not getting
They're not getting it.
So sometimes we got to set that need to the side and start giving it.
Giving
and then
it.
You get it.
Yeah, of course. Giving and then you receive.
And it's true and it happens.
Yes.
And you never know. You never know what life is going to bring you. We don't know what tonight is going to bring. You
right.
know, there's another storm out in the Atlantic right now brewing up that could be a big one and come hit another part
right.
of this country. And we don't know what tomorrow brings.
Exactly.
But we need to know our fellow humans care.
Right.
And whatever tomorrow brings, there's going to be people to support.
And so we get that bigger support system, not necessarily by how many friends you have on Facebook, because a lot of those are probably not really your friends at all.
Probably not.
But by how much you give to others and care about others.
Absolutely. And so what are you doing? So I'm going to challenge our listeners. Look in that mirror, and if you have some judgments and criticisms to make, make it back at that reflection in the mirror.
Right.
Don't make it out at other people.
Right.
If you don't have something nice to say, just don't say
anything.
Don't
say it.
Just don't say it. Just stop.
Right.
You know, wisdom sometimes is knowing when not to say something.
That's exactly right.
And,
That's exactly right.
And I'm just, don't do it. Don't keep feeding the anger, rage, and negativity. Don't. It's okay.
Right.
And just let the people that you come in contact with be better because you were there.
Exactly.
Your presence was there.
Be kind.
Be kind, be giving, be empathetic, be compassionate.
Exactly.
Be thoughtful.
And all that will come back to you.
Multiplied.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful principle in life. So this show's been all about, you know, getting rid of that self-centeredness that we have so often and start thinking about how we impact others and how we can make this world a better place.
And we want this country really to be great again. It starts with every one of us.
It certainly does. So this has been our thoughts tonight, Dr. Angel and Mama Mac right here on Go Yard. We encourage you to listen again next Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. on the station. Go to podcasts right here at tantalknetwork.com and catch up on shows you missed. And Starcom Radio Network at noon Eastern, Saturday and Sunday. You can hear the show again. So it's been great. Pete, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Dr. Angel. That is who you are, isn't it?
It is. This has been Dr. Angel.
And Mama Mac bringing you Go Yard tonight. See you next week.
Good night. I got a new lease on life.